Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Ipra on the line with me, and she has a new single out called Elevate, and I'm loving it, and I know you're gonna love it too, but let's get to know her a little bit. So Ipra, say hello to the people and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the single.
Hello world, my name is Ipra. I am from Miami, Florida, born and raised. Putting out Elevate, that was a single that was really dear to my heart because I actually co-wrote it with the amazing and talented Makeba Riddick Wood. Worked with so many amazing heavy hitters in the industry like Beyonce, Rihanna, just to name a few. And we just sat in a room and I remember just crying my eyes out because I was really going through some things at that time.
Okay.
And I knew that when I did the record, I didn't want to talk about, you know, your everyday records, going to the club, this, that. I didn't want to do that. It was like I needed a record that if there was no record on planet Earth, could I make a record to make me feel better and to make me heal?
Ooh.
And I was just like, so she asked, she was like, what do you want to talk about? I say, this is what I got going on right now. I'm just getting out of just trauma and baggage and
right. Just
dealing with a lot. And she was like, so let's talk about your childhood. So it went into my childhood. So when you listen to the lyrics, I say sitting in the bed with my eyes open while I'm staring up at the ceiling asking God why. And that was a real thing. When I was a kid growing up, I had a bittersweet childhood.
Right.
I really had that trauma and feeling neglect and all of these different things. And as I got older and life started to hit me, I just started to run into the wrong people. I started to associate myself with the wrong people, give my heart to the wrong people.
Uh-huh.
And I always got it broken. So that record, I was just crying in the studio. And she was like, look, let's just put it on paper. So we just started writing. And that's how Elevate was born. And At first, I was like, would people really like this song? Because, you know, people just want to hear, you know, the other things that people talk about. And I didn't. And she was just telling me, listen, just speak from the heart.
Right.
And because I wanted to speak from my heart. I wanted to speak from my experience. And I thought that, you know what, let me go with my heart. So the record was like a healing record. That's what it was for me. I didn't know it was going to be my first single or not. I just went in the studio and just created it. And we were like, let's just see where it goes.
Right.
And then as I set the record, I was like, I'm going to make this my first single. And she was like, for real? I said, yeah, like, I'm going to make this my first single. Because we did a couple records together.
Right.
And it just went from there. And my big brother, my mentor, Ryan Bowser, he's another amazing producer. He's well known for the Nelly and Kelly Rowland record, Dilemma.
Uh-huh.
He produced the record. So I was like, when we kind of came together, it was like God just put us together and it just worked because for so long I was kind of hitting a wall with just what I wanted to talk about, and Elevate just saved me. It was that record that made me open up on a more personal level.
I love it. So how did you get introduced to music, and did you know you wanted to be a singer?
No, I didn't. Fun fact about me. Growing up in Opa-locka, Florida, I would always go to my grandparents' home, and my auntie would always be over there. She always had crates of records, CDs, and I always was that curious little girl that was always around looking in stuff. And one day, she was playing a record, and all I kept hearing was my life, my life, my life. And I'm like, what is that? So I go meet my little six-year-old self, walking over to the radio, and I pick up a CD, and it says Mary J. Blige, My Life,
on the
CD. And man, that album changed my life. I begged, I said, can I take this? Can I get this? She was like, okay, take it. And I took it home, and I learned and that's how I fell in love with Mary J. Blige. It's like I felt her pain.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I already felt neglect, and I already felt separate from everybody and different.
Uh-huh.
And hearing Mary's voice was like, I feel your pain. It's like it was something that drew me to her very mm-hmm. young. And it just started to expand, you know, Brandy, Monica, Leah, Maya,
right.
SWV. I mean, it just started to expand. And my auntie, big shout out to her, my auntie Rochelle, because she really took me and was like, this is what jazz music is. I didn't even know what jazz music was until I would hang around my auntie.
Right.
And then pop music and hip hop. So I didn't didn't think I was going to be a singer. I thought I was going to be a rapper because I used to rap a lot. I used to mimic a lot of rappers. Like Eve is one of my favorite rappers. And Queen Latifah, and I used to mimic them, so I thought, okay, I'm going to be a rapper. That faded out.
Right.
And God was like, no, you're going to sing.
Right. So, you don't have no mixtape out there, do you?
No. I was like, it was over before it began.
Okay.
It literally was over before it began. I was like, okay, let me see, because let's just say it's TLC. And it's me and my sisters. I'm left out.
Okay.
Like, automatically.
Gotcha.
Because I just felt like I was gonna be a rapper. But God was like, no, you're gonna sing. And by the age of 10 years old, I wrote in my elementary book, I'm gonna be a singer.
Mm.
And then literally by 12, I started developing my own voice. So at that time, I would go and beg my parents to get me like them cassette tapes, some blank cassette tape, and we had this huge karaoke machine, but that thing, you could put about 5 CDs in it.
Uh-huh.
You can record demos on it. And I would get in the closet because I was very shy by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get in the closet, close the closet, and just sing to myself until one day, I didn't know my sister was on the other side of the door.
Uh-huh.
And she opened it, and I was like, and she was like, that sounds good. And I was like, what? She was like, it sounds good. And I was thinking, she's messing with me. I'm
right.
Like, and that really kind of softened me. And that's when I started just singing. I chose to do the groundwork. I just started listening back to my voice because I wanted to know, can I really sing?
Right.
Like, can I really sing? And then it just grew from there. And I started doing talent shows at school. I eventually started doing just a little bit of modeling when mm-hmm. I hit 17. So all throughout my adolescence and teenage years, I just was trying to do anything that was creative because it kept me from longing for love.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. At a young age, I taught myself, which could be a good and bad thing, but I taught myself how to pour myself into things so I don't want for anything that will make me feel upset or depressed. So I will pour myself into creativity. I love coloring. I love playing video games. I love just being anything creative. And it kept me from wanting love.
My God.
Until I hit a snag and you grow up and all of those things you used to play with don't matter no more. And then you're looking for love.
Right.
And unfortunately, I look for love in the wrong places. And that's what first elevated.
Wow. Wow, I love, you dropped a gem, and in case anybody missed it, I want to double back. Her creativity was her way of self-soothing after overcoming some of her obstacles. So that was a big gem because, of course, we fall into some pits and, you know, depression and hanging out, like you said, with the wrong crowd. But that's why hobbies are important. You know?
Oh yeah.
Now, how did you overcome doubting yourself and really honing in on your singing skills?
That's a good question. I learned because I was I used to get very nervous. I'm talking shaky,
mm-hmm.
just to sing in front of people. But it was something I believe that God put inside of me that I was built for this. Like I was built to laugh. I doubted so much. I was told that I couldn't sing. I was told that I sound like a man,
mm-hmm.
and all of those things just started hitting me, but I just knew beyond what other people would say about
right.
me, I knew that I had a gift. It was something in me that I didn't even know I had, but I felt this, like,
resilience
of, like, just feeling like I'm a warrior, like, nobody can stop me, like, even if I can't sing, I'm still somebody, because
that's
I
right.
think a lot of times we feel like, if I don't sing, I'm a nobody. If people don't know my name, I'm a nobody. No, my life then started.
Right, come on now.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I had to, once I started building my strength mentally and I started to get emotionally healthy, realized, like, dog, I'm me.
Right.
I'm me. Like, I have a fingerprint that nobody can duplicate. And, like, once I started telling myself that and God just started working on me, that's when I could get on stage and not care about what people would
Right.
I just knew that I had to show up for myself.
And
once
love
I started
it.
To show up for myself, and then I started to tell myself, okay, you messed up on that. Because I love to keep it real with myself.
Right.
I don't like yes men. I don't like people to tell me, oh, yeah, now that sounds good when you know it don't. I want you to tell me the real, but I also tell myself the real, like, nah, you messing up. Do it again.
Right.
This could be better. I started to take control over my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I started to let God lead the way.
Come on.
And I stopped allowing the outside voices to dictate my path, because God only knows my path. And
right.
nobody knows my life expectancy but God.
Right.
So once I kind of got out of the, oh, what do these people think? Or why would I just let all that go? And I stopped doubting myself. I became a fan of my own music because I didn't like my voice. Everybody would tell me, your voice is different. And
right.
I thought different was bad.
Right.
I thought it was bad, but I feel like with me being who I am and coming from Miami, Florida, nobody teaches you anything. You have to, if you want to ride a bike, you got to get a bike. You got to ask for a bike.
Right.
You got to figure it out, because this is how it is down in Miami. We are a hustling city. And if you don't hustle, you don't eat or you don't get far. And
right.
I had to really kind of say, okay, at a young age, this is how I'm going to hustle. This is going to be my career. This is my purpose.
Mm.
And that's how I got over that. You know, just learning how to get emotionally healthy. That's how you get over doubt, because doubt is just not really knowing who you are. And you're allowing other people's opinions or society's opinions to dictate what type of music you should make, how you should dress, how you should show up, how you should talk.
Right.
And I had to say, nah. Like, I have to formulate who I am as an artist, because I got to be real before anybody can be real with me. So I had to get real with myself, and I overcame doubt, so I don't really worry about it no more. I know how to check myself.
Okay, right. I love that. I love that. Your speech is so healthy. How did you get involved with the Trick Daddy video?
That is a good question, too. You're asking all the right questions. He came into the house one day, and I think I was just getting off from school. This was in year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, y'all want to be in Trick Daddy video?
And,
so I say, why not?
Right.
Like, just discovering music. And I'm like, you know what? It would be cool to learn the behind the scenes of how a video is. This is the first video I've ever been in. I never knew how videos was made. And it was at the Orange Bowl down in Miami Gardens, well, what they call Miami Gardens,
uh-huh.
Kansas City. And I went, and I remember I was only 7 years old at the time, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I saw all these people. I saw Trick Daddy, big shots out to Trick Daddy, Trina, you know, those
right.
That's the home team. But I saw everybody, and Trina, and she was doing her thing, and I'm taking this all in. If you look at the video, you can actually see me in the video in the barricade, but with the bleachers. And I was with my sisters, and we just rock it. And I see everybody in the camera guy saying, throw more water, look more lively. And I'm just taking all this.
Right.
Like, this is how video is. And that video, Trick Daddy putting, like, allowing kids to be in his video, it really made me say, this is what I'm going to do. It was something that happened at that video set that made me say,
I love
wow,
it.
One day I'm going to shoot my own video.
Mm-hmm.
It was unique. It's like just seeing them and how they operated, and the cameraman coming up to you telling you what to do to
right.
make the video look better and more. That one video that made me say, okay, entertainment is definitely something I'm gonna do. Even though I'm a nervous wreck, even though I don't really know how long this is gonna last, if it's a phase or not, I like how it's making me feel, and I wanted to stay there.
Man, that is good. And it's like, you know, sometimes we're going through different things, and yet these little peeks into our future that we have no clue
yeah.
that we need that data or that information. And what a learning experience to have at such a young age.
Yeah.
Now, you speak a lot about your faith, and, you know, there were definitely glimpses even in your dark hours. But now, how has that played a major role? Because your album is Beautiful Ashes. So I want to know, how did you begin to connect everything?
4 years ago, my heart had to break in order for it to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you suppress so many things over the years that one little thing just explodes all of your past, all of your traumas, all of your hurts. And I just came to God broken. I was like, listen, I'm broken. I tried to do it on my own. I tried to stand on my own understanding and not yours. And I need your help. I just cried out to God. Mm. And this, I'll never forget 2021. And after that happened, it's like when I left a toxic, narcissistic situationship, mm-hmm. it's like my life just took off. It's like God just started. Everybody that was not good for me, not healthy, they just started dropping. It's like God held my hand and was like, I need you to go. Like, just keep going. Mm-hmm. It'll make sense later.
Right.
And sometimes you don't know that because you're like, but I'm saying bye to the people that I've always been cool with. But sometimes in life, everybody is not healthy for you. Just because you think they're cool,
right?
They can set you back. Right after I got out of that toxic situationship, mm-hmm. that's when Elevate was birthed.
Okay.
That's when I started working on more music and just finally saying, okay, what do I want to do? And I came up with, okay, I'm going to do an EP. I want it to be 7 songs, and Ryan Bowser is producing the entire thing. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to speak from my heart. I don't know what the world want to hear, but I know that there's a lost soul waiting to be found.
Yes.
And I remember there was a lady, she commented on my video, and she was like, God gave you beauty for ashes.
Mm.
And I was like, I said, God trying to tell me something. So I kept that title because my EP was never supposed to be called that.
Right.
It was really was supposed to be called Established 1993 because it was kind of like my introduction.
Right.
But it's like as God kept working on me, I was like, you know what? My life is beauty for ashes. So I took out the F-O-R and I put the number 4. 4 is very significant for me because I was born in the 4th month. It's been 4 years since God has really been shaping me and molding me for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And God has been speaking to me about the number 4. The number 4 in the Hebrew alphabet means door.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of the number 4, I think about new doors. And this EP is going to open new doors for me, I believe. And that number, it just signifies growth, new doors, new love, new music, and a new love for self. And God has really been showing me that if I just let go of the small things, he can show me the bigger things.
Right.
And that's what Beauty for Ashes really stand for. And that's how I kind of came up with it and really kind of put my all into something that I never thought I could and really be vulnerable on the record. These records on this EP coming out is very vulnerable.
Right.
It's not something that is dark, but it's also hope. It's light. It's kind of a play on light and dark.
Uh-huh.
So I wanted to kind of bring those songs to the EP, kind of like split it in half, happy and sad, but it's all going to tell a story and it'll make sense by the time you hit track 7.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's talk about Elevate. So you mentioned Elevate and how, you know, that's your testimony and that's what we do. When we come to Christ, we just begin to elevate. And it is important to sometimes for those familiar spirits to drop off of us and we have to disconnect. It rips us apart because we're so familiar. And it is really, really true that familiarity brings contempt. That is a fact. I've been part of it. I know that's real. On the EP, Beauty for Ashes, give me mm-hmm. 2 different title songs that will be on that project that has great value to you.
Oh, man, that's a good one. You asked some good questions. Okay, my second single, I got a track on there called Soul Ties.
Oh, okay.
That's the second single. I got a special date that I want that to drop. But I would say Soul Ties and Always You.
Love it. Love it.
That's crazy because it's like those songs, like that Soul Ties, that's a deep song.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, and because it's so deep, it could be dark, but it got that groove, it got that bounce to it that it will make you say, dang, like I've been there, but I like this song because I hope people don't cry to it because it is my story.
Right.
But Soul Ties is a real thing. If I am meant to be in this position, I want to be able to minister and speak to young women, especially young black women, about the importance of knowing yourself, loving yourself, not allowing yourself to get tripped up over what society feels like you should be doing.
Right.
Because a lot of the time we listen to what society says, but society society don't have a will over your life.
Come
and a
on.
Purpose over your life.
Right.
We are all in control over who we are and the decisions we make. And when we mess with the wrong people in any way, shape, or form, it could definitely develop a soul tie that is hard to get rid of. Only God can break that soul tie. And that's
of
what
course.
I was going through. I was an emotional wreck. I would literally look out the window and just start bawl crying. My emotions was everywhere. I just hated life. I had moments where I wanted to attempt suicide.
Mm-hmm.
I was all the different things, and Soul Ties was another record that Makeba wrote, and she brought it back to me just listening to my story, and she was like, this is your record. And I was like, can I really do this? Can I really bring this record to where it needs to be? And we recorded it, and I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been wanting to say on a record for so long. So I can't wait to put this second single out very soon,
right?
And shoot the video and really bring people a little bit more closer and deeper into my past, because we all got one.
Of
we
course.
All have a beautiful ashes story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we can embrace the scars, then we can embrace the wounds and just the healing, all the things that we go through, because we're not perfect. I'm not perfect.
Right.
A lot of people think, oh, because you sing, you're perfect. No, I'm a human. I just think.
Right.
But
right.
I have emotions. I have to build myself up every day. I have to tell myself, don't listen to the naysayers. Like, I'm going to be okay. I had to learn how to get out of my own way. And that's one thing Makeba told me. She looked me dead in the eye. And I was just all crying. She's like, you got to get out of your own way. And I didn't know what she meant by that. Because I was like, but I'm not in my own way. Like, I'm trying. She's like, no, you got to get out of your own way. You got to get out of your head. You got to get out of your
right.
own way. You got to stop thinking that, you know, somebody is against you or that you can't do this. Just get out of your own way and allow people to help you.
Oh, nice.
And that was the realest talk that she ever gave me. I'll never forget that. And just working with Makeba Riddick Woods was just an experience I'll never forget. Working with Ryan Bowser, I'll never forget that experience because he's a mentor to me. And because they've been doing this for so many years in the game, I'm just with my seatbelt on. I'm a student.
I know, that's right.
I'm a student of life, and I'm a student of music and life. And I love it, and I'm just thankful that God still has me on this earth at 32 years old to be able to tell my story.
Yes.
And to be able
yes.
to say, you know, no matter what age you is, as
right.
long as you are still living, you got breath in your body, God is going, your time is coming, so.
I love it.
I just pray that I'm an inspiration to those who are feeling full. Don't ever forget your why.
Come on.
Don't forget your why.
Yeah, yeah. Many people have said R&B is dead and nobody's listening. Again, I was very impressed when I first heard Elevate. I mean, like, I'm like a A&R. I can tell if the song's gonna be a hit in the first two bars. You know, there used to be a show Name That Tune, and I loved that when I was little. So when I heard it, I was like, man. But not only the song, but your ability to sing and lyrics. Now, I'm old school, so I love everything I can sing to. I come from singing in the brush in the mirror, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what made Biggie Smalls so well beloved, because we want to sing with you. I need to hear the lyrics and understand what I'm saying, and I'm going to sing it with you, right? And so lately, with all the things going on, the music is blurred, the lyrics are blurred. I can't understand what you're saying. So it was such a refreshing to hear such a fresh sound. And you can tell it's your authentic self. And so are you on an independent label? Is this just you coming out, or are you signed to a label? And don't let them strip you of your authentic self, please.
Absolutely. Right now I'm independent. I always say I signed myself. I have my own label.
I love it.
So H2E Music Group. And I just knew how to wait my turn. I was never the type to just go above what I'm supposed to do. I was always okay with waiting in line. I'm okay with being in the waiting room. I'm not thirsty for fame. I'm not thirsty for the next headline. I am who I am, and I'm okay with waiting. I don't want to be looked at as a clown.
Right.
I want to be taken serious for all the things that I do and how long I've been doing this. You know, 1999. I'll never forget it. That was the year that I discovered music.
Right.
And I've been singing since then. This is that for me. I want to be taken serious. I take my brand serious. I take everything that I put out seriously. So being independent right now is where I love it. It's where I could be my authentic self. And there is no people, place, or thing that's going to change who I am, because I don't answer to the world. I answer to God. And as long as I can talk to God and I ask him, I say, are you proud of me? And he tell me I am. And that's what keeps me going. It's not about anything else. I don't need applause for the world. I just need it from God. And that's what keeps me getting up. So
I love it.
Yeah. I know how to wait. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, girl, tell us your website and your social media so people can connect with you.
Yeah, so if you definitely want to connect with me, I'm always heavy on Instagram. That's under Eprell Music World. That's E-P-R-E-L-L Music World. Always good on YouTube. It's the same thing, Eprell Music World. TikTok, it's Eprell, and E-P-R-E-L-L. I'm working on my website right now. It'll still be under Eprell Music World, but I'm going to do a launch for that. It's already ready. I want to launch it on a day that's very special. So, keep an eye out for that. But just stick with me. Keep rolling with me. To everybody who's listening, I truly appreciate your time to even just listen to me. Just thank you for even having me on. It means the world that I'm doing it. I'm finally doing it. And I'm in my right mind. I got my health.
Girl.
And that I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to keep coming with the heat. I just hope they're ready for this second single, Soul Ties. And I can't wait to really finally put out a project where you guys can really get the mini version of my huge story. But at least it's an introduction. And thank you guys once again for having me. But yeah, hit me up. I'm always online. So.
I love it. Well, we have a saying here, once a key player, always a key player. So we welcome you to the key player family. And as you continue to grow and prosper and all that you're doing, please remember us and allow us to be one of your media outlets.
Oh, yes. I'll never forget you. This talk we had, we'll definitely talk, and even after this interview. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you, and God bless you all.
Thank you. Likewise.